Hi there, this is episode 55 of Stuttering is Cool. My name is Danny, and this is part two of last week's episode, which is a chat with Grant Meredith. And today we talk about his passion in films.
Moving on to your personal sites.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I forget the name, but... for some reason, I'm remembering Attack of the Udders or Night of the Udders, something like that. So I didn't have a chance to check out your films that you direct.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. So I'm not that bad of an interviewer then. see, a tip is to always research.
Research first.
Yeah, but I see that you create, that you make parody films?
Mostly. I've been making movies now since probably about 1996, and some have been shown in Russia and America and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
They're mostly short. Like, I think the longest one goes for about 10... Oh, no, sorry, probably about 14 minutes. But they're mostly... it's comical in fashion. Yep. And if you want to look at some, you can go to my website, which is www.sickindividual.com, which does sound a bit odd, but but I assure people it is not that sick.
It was so funny when you forwarded it to me, that link. I thought, oh.
That's what everybody thinks, but it's actually not that bad. I would class it probably as rated M, probably at the highest.
Yeah. But I noticed that from what I was able to see before my internet connection dropped on me, is that they're very elaborate films. They're very professionally done. Are you using professional equipment and all that?
Probably not, actually. No, probably most of what I use is probably, well, the, over, say, the past 10 years, I've used maybe two cameras. My first camera probably cost me about $800, and my second one probably cost me about $700. So, no. Well, in a basic sense, every movie I make has got a budget of about... it's the last movie I made, which was Udzex, had a budget of around about $1,000. So
not bad.
Not a lot. No.
Yeah. Have you ever done or will you ever do a movie that features stuttering?
I have been pondering with a few plots, yes. I'm thinking about it, but I don't know the right way to go about it yet.
Oh, okay.
One could possibly be about a stuttering superhero in some form.
Okay. Spandex.
Well, I just don't know how stuttering would actually help. I'm guessing the character would have a stutter, but it would not be part of his powers. But he would have some form of a stutter there, and I guess people might actually see him do things. Another idea for a plot. Now, this is a more not so comical one, would be a group of stutterers forming some form of a underground army, and fighting what they call norms, which are normal people.
Oh my gosh!
Because the theory would. Well, I just thought it would be something odd. Now, the theory would be that this army is working on something which will make the whole world actually stutter. So I think that's a interesting plot.
Interesting. And, you know, stutterers, we don't want to stop being special people, I guess.
Oh, this. And a third one is a hidden camera view of real stutterers in action. Yep.
Oh wow. So which like reality movie.
Yes.
I was gonna say TV, but that's not really real. So
yep. So you see real stutterers do their daily chores. Yes.
Oh wow. I say you kind of mash up that one and the underground story and get the stutterers to get the non-stutterers to voluntarily stutter.
Oh, definitely so. Because what I find, Daniel, is it's really interesting that talking to other stutterers, I do find that there are some who are very, very angry.
Yeah.
Which I don't fully understand. I understand why they might be that way, but I think there's a better world there than what they actually think. Yes.
I have no response to that because I completely agree.
Oh, thank you. What I also find, is that there seems to be a lot of stutterers holding out for a cure, and yeah. I don't think that'll happen. If it does, it won't happen for a long time. And it's like, you can hold out for years and years and years for something that just may not actually happen, guys. Like, you know,
yeah.
Make the most of what you have now. Yeah.
What do you think of Paga clone? Have you read up on that?
I've read up a little bit. I think it sounds promising, but again, it's not a cure as far as I know. It may help to con control it, which I think is a good thing, and it may help some, but it definitely won't help us all. I'll just worry about side effects there, and Also, it makes me wonder if a drug company really cares. Like, is it just a money making thing? Like, yeah, I'm just not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some care somewhere for sure, but
yep.
Nah, whatever. I mean, we don't really, you know, if such a pill does come out and it does show promises and all that, would you?
Oh, definitely.
Huh? Sorry.
Oh yeah, no. Go. Sorry. Oh, no, sorry.
I was just gonna ask. So hypothetically speaking, would you try the drug? So let's say there are no side effects, if that's even possible.
No, that's true. Hypothetically, if there was no side effects, if the pill wasn't overly expensive to trial,
that too.
Try, yes, I would. Yeah. There'd be no harm here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing it will help some, but not all. I can't see how it would help us all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Has your stuttering ever gotten in the way, either comically or, you know, while you're directing your films?
No. Well, interesting there, Daniel. When I act, I don't actually stutter. Ever.
So you act as well in your film.
Oh yes. So I'll be acting as a certain character, and that character does not actually stutter, which takes a bit to understand, I think, actually, because
Does
but
the...
then again, so oh, sorry.
No, 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 no. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
But then again, in a line-based sense, I don't say a real lot, and I don't say long monologues. So maybe that is helping things too, Daniel. Possibly.
Is that on purpose that you give yourself those lines? Or
no.
Is it just coincidence?
It's just what Evers there.
Oh, okay.
But it was on one shoot. Now this was a very long shoot. We've probably been out on the set for probably 8 hours, and the whole day. Stutter free. Then someone off the set said, that's really good. Grant hasn't stuttered yet. When I heard that, I started stuttering. Bad.
And it's the exact same thing happens to me.
Yeah. And it's like, hang on, I've got one single line to actually say. I've been talking fine all day. Now I can't say it. Because of that one guy over there who has actually said that. Why?
Do you think I'm wondering?
It's frustrating, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because now I recently began giving presentations and all that, even in conversations that I'm having, there are times when I'd realize, oh, I haven't been stuttering as much, and then I'd be thinking that, and then suddenly, bam, I begin stuttering a lot. So I'm wondering if it's the power of suggestion.
I think it is partially, Daniel, definitely. I think partially our mind is controlling what we actually say. Now, I'm in a certain mindset where I'm not to actually stutter. Yet, as soon as I'm woken up to that fact, then I do actually start, yes.
Hmm.
Very, very odd.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There was one case last year, Daniel. I was doing a talk. Now, this talk only went for probably half an hour, and I spoke for that half an hour stutter free, and that was in front of a crowd of about 100. Yet on that same day, I had to speak to a group of work colleagues, and there was about maybe 10, and I stuttered horribly.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've been it's there too. Yeah, it's odd.
Mind set there. Yep.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's because with the 10 people, they're a lot closer to you. It's a lot more intimate. The room is smaller.
Possibly,
yes. They can give you immediate, direct feedback as opposed to a room of 100 people where you're not interacting one-on-one, so to speak, even though it is 10 people. But just you know, I mean, this is totally not based on any scientific fact on my end. So I'm just making it up as I go.
When I spoke in front of the 100, I was speaking in front of there was two heads of schools there. There was lecturers from other unis too. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was a nervous hurdle there. Yet, talking to my friends, I'm totally calm and happy. Maybe I leave my guard down more than I am thinking. Possibly. Yeah.
Ah, true.
It's very, very odd. I don't understand it one bit. But it makes it fun.
It does.
Because I just don't know what is going to happen when.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps us all on our toes.
Oh.
Keeps you adrenaline.
Exactly. Yep.
Have you spoken about your stuttering to your kids?
No. My children know that I do stutter. But okay. At home, I don't actually stutter much, only when I get, well, with the children actually, I only stutter around them normally when I get a bit mad at them, actually. But they do know something's not quite right. They've never ever mentioned it. So I think that's a good thing. Yep. Like my daughter, she's 12, and my son's 11, and they've never ever said it. Yep.
Oh wow. What about your wife? Feel free to ask me to edit this out or not even answer the question. Just wondering. How stuttering, I guess, affected, challenged, whatever, you know, relationship and all of
okay,
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this may be hard to get your head around, Daniel. My stuttering was never... Well, okay, my wife only knew that stuttering was a issue when I told her probably at the start of last year. She knew that I did did stutter, but it was never that bad. As I still did everything. So yeah, it's not a big thing there.
Right, because after all, you still got married.
Well, definitely, and Daniel, I've probably had my first girlfriend when I was probably in year 10, and I've dated girl upon girl upon girl, and it's never.
Oh, you show off.
I'm not showing
I'm just
off.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm
no,
just
but
kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
and
just
it, kidding. Well, you think over my say 38 years or so, it's never really been seen as a issue.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's great.
Because I think people quickly look past it. Too. Like, I think some stutterers have got this mindset, and they think everybody out there wants to get me. But it's not actually real. Very few people actually care. You know, it's not that major thing. What do you think, Daniel?
I tend to agree. A lot of people, I mean, stutter or not, depending whatever it is that they have a beef with, they tend to, have a beef. No, instead of say, you know, looking at the positive or trying to transcend it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So I totally agree with everything that you've mentioned.
Yeah, I'd have to say, Daniel, the ones who I find who are most angry are younger stutterers. Which I think is a natural feeling there, Daniel. Yep.
Yeah, I've always wondered if it's part of growing up, part of the age,
I think it is.
Where you
yep.
start to accept your stuttering. If
you know, I think
part
so,
of
Daniel.
It has to do with that, because when you're a teenager, I remember, yeah, that I've had my moments, those kind of moments where you,
oh, definitely.
You're thinking, oh, I got the bum deal. You know, it's easy for everybody, blah, 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 you know. Which is why I always like to ask the questions about, you know, how was dating for you, you know. And, you know, I haven't done many interviews where I've asked that question, but I haven't yet received that response saying it was terrible, it was worse, and oh my gosh, and everyone's out to get me.
Yep. Well, how I think of myself, Daniel, is I'm a person who stutters, but I'm not a stutterer. I'm a person who does this and that and that and this, but I also stutter. It is a tiny little piece of me. That's the best way I can probably explain it to you. Yep.
Exactly.
It is a tiny chunk.
Like, yeah. it's something Well, I'm just repeating what you just said, so I'm not even going to bother.
Well, think about this. Every morning, unless I wake up and I don't automatically think I stutter, you know, I'm going to have a really bad day. I'm not going to be able to say this and that, and I'm going to face this fear, blah, blah, blah. When I wake up, it's I think, I've got to have a shower, I've got to get some food, I've got to do this, I've got to do this and that and that and this. What happens during that day is at times I do actually stutter, but I don't actually think about it first, no.
So in other words, you're a person first.
Oh, yes, definitely so. I am me first, stutter, maybe 10th lower. Yep.
Ah, nice.
It is way off there.
Yeah.
I've got other things on, yep. It's like, well, I've got to make this phone call, I've got to go and talk to such and such. I don't have to focus on stuttering, no.
And that's why you received those awards.
I guess so. I don't know how.
You did not let stuttering take control, right? So you did not just sit back and say, I'm not going to go for that lecture job, and then, not end up learning that, your stuttering improved your teaching and, all of these techniques, making your films. I mean, imagine if you never did direct your films, or, scary thought, but,
Very, very scary thought, Daniel. Yep.
Yeah. So glad that, everything, that you just, that you just did not, basically you did not let stuttering take control.
No. It is a tiny, tiny, tiny part of me. I can do everything else fine.
Perfect.
I can write, I can type, I can talk here and there, I can drive, etc., etc. 100% fine. Oh, maybe not 100%, but fairly
95 is okay. 95% okay.
At times, probably 90 even.
Okay.
No,
we'll have lunch and.
Yes, and we will talk soon. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Thanks again.
Easily done, Daniel. Thanks. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, man. Catch up.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.